Farm American rides into Bristol. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's about letting consumers know that American agriculture is men, women, children, families that are accepting responsibility for domestically produced food and fiber. And that's what you see on the hood. You see mom, dad, daughter, son, and the portrayal of them as a family involved in agriculture.
That's Pat Driscoll of the Furniture Row Racing Team, and their number 78 car will be on hand for tomorrow's Irwin Tools Night Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. The Farm American car will have a paint scheme to pay tribute to the American farmer and rancher, and Driscoll says it should make everyone proud.
Doesn't hurt at all having a fan base of all the farmers and ranchers in Tennessee and across the nation rooting for that car. It's been something that we can all share a passion for. Again, we're not just excited about it, we're proud. From the driver to the owner to all of us, we're proud to be able to fly the colors of American and Tennessee agriculture at Bristol.
Now, the Farm American car, number 78, is driven by Regan Smith, and they made their debut at Indianapolis Motor Speedway last month and were running great until they lost the rear end of the car. After Bristol, they'll run again in Fontana, California, all in the name of promoting American agriculture.
Tennessee is a state that has both. Not only the agricultural diversity, but the sheer number of people, the sheer number of families that are involved in production agriculture here, it meant a lot to us to be able to have a race in the heart of one of the nation's premier agricultural areas.
A great opportunity for farmers and ranchers to share their message to the nearly 200,000 at the race in Bristol and also to the millions watching on television. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.